I know it's dark, and so I'm not even going to ask you to turn, but I want to read a couple of verses of the familiar Christmas story. I've titled the few comments I want to make tonight, what you just heard, O Holy Night. The Bible says in Luke 2, and it came to pass in those days there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. I love these words. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. What an amazing story. We've heard it, especially if we've been raised in church all of our lives. There's a old Southern gospel Christmas song called, Who Do You Think Could Believe Such a Thing? I love, Brother Money, that second refrain of that song. It says, here's hoping to heaven that you do. Everything about the Christmas story is a miracle. Amen. There's two statements in our text verses tonight I want to wrap our thoughts around for a moment. And it's that opening statement, she brought forth her firstborn son. Thank God tonight that we know who that was. For many of us tonight, we can say that's our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. But I also love the phrase that the shepherds were keeping watch over their flock by night. The ensemble just sang the words, O Holy Night. The stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt his worth. A thrill of hope the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Fall on your knees, O hear the angel voices. O night divine, O night where Christ was, when Christ was born. O night divine, O night divine. This truly is the night we celebrate. It's a holy night. Amen. Let me mention a couple of holy Christmas Eves that hopefully will frame our thoughts in the days to come. 111 years ago this week, the year was 1914. A strange thing happened. The world was in the midst of a war called World War I. Then it was known as the Great War. Something happened that Christmas Eve that would stupefy war planners around the world. Something happened called the Christmas Truce. There was a series of widespread but unofficial ceasefires along the Western Front that Christmas Eve 1914 in the middle of World War I. The week leading up to the holiday, German and British soldiers crossed trenches to exchange seasonal greetings and to just talk. In areas, men from both sides ventured into no man's land on Christmas Eve and a Christmas Day to mingle and to exchange food and souvenirs. There were joint ceremonies, joint prisoner swaps. There was actually several meetings where the men sang carols together. Men played games of football, believe it or not, one with another, there in that godforsaken place called no man's land. Roughly 100,000 British and German troops were involved in the unofficial ceasefires of hostility, known still to this day as the Christmas Tree Truce. Along the Western Front, they say the truce began Christmas Eve 1914 when German troops decorated the area around their trenches in the region of Ypres, Belgium, and then in St. Ives, where a fellow by the name of Captain Bruce Barnes' father described the truce and gave much of the information we celebrate today. The Germans placed candles in their trenches and on Christmas trees. They continued the celebration by singing Christmas carols. The British responded by singing carols, and they sang back and forth to one another. The two sides continued by shouting Christmas greetings to each other. Soon thereafter, unbelievably, they were having excursions across that no man's land. I don't know if we can even comprehend what a hellhole those men were fighting in. But for one night, the artillery stopped. For one night, the bullets ceased to fly. Now, I don't know who I'm talking to tonight on this celebration of that holy night, but as Brother Kelly so profoundly just gave in his personal testimony tonight, it might be a glorious thing in some of our families and some of our lives and some of our hearts and homes tonight if we would call a truce. Amen. The artillery would stop and we would seek peace. That was 111 years ago this Christmas Eve. There was another very holy night 207 years ago on Christmas Eve. The year was 1818. In the Austrian Alps, on December 23rd, 1818, at a place called Oberndorf, a village near Salzburg, the story of Christ's birth was going to be reenacted on Christmas Eve in the village church there called St. Nicholas. But something tragically happened. The organ, St. Nicholas Church, stopped working. What in the world would they do? They could not get it repaired before Christmas, and so much of the night required that organ to be operative. There was an assistant pastor in the church at St. Nicholas by the name of Joseph Moore. In a meditative mood, walking home on a path overlooking the village, from the hilltop, Moore looked down on the peaceful, snow-covered village, revealing in majestic silence a beautiful wintry night. Moore gazed down at the glowing Christmas card-like scene beneath him. He remembered a poem that he had written a couple of years earlier. The poem was about the night when the angels announced the birth of the long-awaited Messiah to the shepherds on the hillside. Moore decided those words might make a good carol for his congregation, especially considering that the organ was not available. He had one problem, though. He didn't have any music to go along with his poem. He wondered what he would do, and there was a friend of his in the church, actually the church organist, a fellow named Franz Gruber. And he got a hold of Gruber just a couple of hours before the service that Christmas Eve. And he gave Gruber the words, and with a guitar, Gruber started picking out the notes. And they gave that night to the world the first time ever sung for human ears to hear. Silent night, holy night. All is calm, all is bright. Round yon Virgin mother and child, holy infant so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace. Who could ever imagine that such a sacred song was a fill-in? Such a sacred song was a last-minute throw-together because they ran into an obstacle. I don't know who I'm talking to tonight, but there may be some things in your way this Christmas season. My advice, instead of having a nervous breakdown or having a pity party, why don't you write a song? Why don't you bless the world with a tune instead of a temper tantrum? That was 207 years ago. The Christmas tree truce was 111 years ago. There's one more holy night I want to remind you of tonight. 207 years ago is a long time. But it ain't nearly as far back as the one I'm thinking about tonight. This one happened somewhere between 2025 to 2029 years ago. The Savior of the world was born in Bethlehem, Judea. Man now had hope for forgiveness and hope for heaven. I love the words I just read. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior. Say it with me out loud tonight. For there is born unto you this day in the city of David a what? Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Verse 15 says, and the shepherd said one to another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. I love verse 17. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. If you're not sure what God wants you to do at this season of your life, I can give you some encouragement tonight. That's what God wants you to do in this season of your life. Tell everybody the difference Jesus has made in your life. Amen. On this holiest of nights, I want to ask you to stand with me. I'm going to ask Miss Joy to play the intro, and I'd love to sing that beautiful song written 207 years ago on a holy, holy Christmas Eve. Sing it with me, will you? Send us off with a beautiful benediction.